Across the military services, DOD says there were 70 reports of sexual assault involving cadets and midshipmen this past year, including 53 incidents that happened after they entered the service academies. That total of 53 reports is down from 58 last year, and military officials aren't sure what to make of that number. In the much broader active duty military, reported sexual assaults increased over the past year. Officials believe that's because more victims now believe they can safely report the crimes to their commanders, and not because more crimes are actually happening. With regard to the academies, it's harder to draw that conclusion, because during the past school year, DOD did not survey students to try and determine the current prevalence of sexual assault. Instead, the department conducted focus groups for the first time to try and gauge attitudes at all three academies. Major General Jeffrey Snow, the new director of DOD's Sexual Assault Response and Prevention Office, says they learned the following.
During these focus groups, participants believed that reports of sexual harassment or sexual assault would be taken seriously by academy leadership and dealt with appropriately. That's good. Cadets and midshipmen also identified peer pressure as a barrier to reporting. That's not good.
The Army and Air Force both saw their reported incidents drop. There were 10 reported assaults at the Army's West Point last year, compared to 15 the year before. The Navy Academy's incidents grew from 13 in 2012 to 15 in 2013, and the Air Force Academy dropped from 52 in 2012 to 45 last year. Again, DOD officials can't track the prevalence of sexual assault at the academies year to year because surveys are only conducted every 2 years. But those higher numbers of reported assaults at the Air Force Academy don't necessarily reflect more sexual assaults. DOD officials believe the Air Force has simply done a better job at fostering a climate that encourages victims to come forward. Dr. Nate Galbraith of DOD's Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Office helped compile this year's study.
One of the things that the Air Force Academy does exceptionally well is they have a sexual assault response coordinator who is very well known throughout the academy. She and her team work overtime in getting in front of the cadets, and just as an example of my experience with them, asking an academy cadet at the Air Force, if you needed to report a sexual assault, What would you do? Almost every single one of them, in my experience, to a T says, oh, I'd call 333-SARC, S-A-R-C. That's her number. They all knew her by name, and because she gets in front of them within the first weeks that are there.
The Pentagon says all three service academies are complying with DOD policy on sexual assault prevention and response, but it's trying to promote that level of engagement as a best practice across the schools. The report also concluded that in all the schools, there is a cultural problem among the student body that helps to contribute both to assaults themselves and to victims' and witnesses' reticence to come forward and report the crimes. Dr. Elizabeth Van Winkle from the Defense Manpower Data Center led the focus group studies. She says students reported a climate that tolerated sexism and sexual harassment.
A survey, which we conducted in 2012, has a few measures, sexual harassment being one of them, and that involves crude and offensive behavior, unwanted sexual attention, and sexual coercion. We also ask about sexist behaviors, and these would be verbal and nonverbal behaviors that would be insulting or offensive based on someone's gender. So, for example, women don't belong at the academy or similar type comments. The rates for crude and offensive behavior, this is your typical locker room talk, and for the sexist behavior. On the survey in 2012, those were high, particularly for women, around 80 to 90% of women indicating that they had experienced that in the last 12 months. So when we did go out to do the focus groups, we asked a bit more about whether those rates seemed about right. And the feedback we got was that, yes, they seemed about right. And in fact, many said we're surprised it's not higher.
And that's worrying to the Pentagon officials who are tasked with preventing sexual assaults, not just because of the coarse language itself. Again, Dr. Nate Galbraith.
Those behaviors are intolerable, and we don't want that to occur there. But there is a strong positive correlation between the experience of sexual harassment and the eventual sexual assault of people in military military units. And so we think that because these two problems are on the same continuum of harm, getting at that sexual harassment, the crude and sexist behavior, is part of the prevention work that goes into sexual assault.
In conjunction with the report's release, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel ordered each of the academies to develop their own multi-year strategic plans for handling sexual assault, one of several directives he issued to the military services. He also wants the academies to involve their students in developing command climate assessments, develop specific curricula around sexual assault, find ways to address social retaliation, and look for ways to decrease the role of alcohol as a contributor to the crimes. Colonel Alan Metzler is the Deputy Director for DOD's Sexual Assault Prevention Office.
We do aspire to be a national leader, to lead change, generational change, just like we did with integrating the armed forces. We've done it with ending discrimination. We've done it with the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And we intend to impart a set of values and expectations and standards of behavior. And that's how we've led change in these other cultural issues. And that's how we intend to lead change here. And we recognize this continuum of harm that Dr. Galbraith referenced, that the environment in which assault or harassment and sexist behavior and crude and offensive behavior happens in the environment in which assaults occur. And so we have to start on the low end of that continuum of harm, create that non-permissive environment, detect offenders, conduct complete and total and independent investigations, and that's what we do, and then hold offenders appropriately accountable. And that is the stated end state for this department, to achieve and to prevent this crime by establishing the cultural imperatives of team commitment, professional values, and dignity and respect across the force. And then at the service academy specifically, leading your peers is probably the hardest thing you have to do. And sticking your neck out and telling someone to knock it off is a difficult thing because, you know, it creates social retaliation. That's what we heard in the focus groups, and we want to teach our future leaders, those officers that have to lead from day one and enforce standards, that they need to do it at the service academies and they need to do it in the armed forces as well.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.com and 1500 AM.